Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world.
The Splash.
Cannonball.
All right, the Phoenix Suns became a political story yesterday. They became a news story yesterday. Lori Roberts, columnist at the Arizona Republican, azcentral.com, reporting that Robert Sarver dropped the R word, relocation. All heck breaks loose. City Council vote for a new arena, renovated arena, has been delayed.
Till January 23rd.
Till January 23rd. And oh, by the way, here comes Luka Doncic and the Mavericks.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there, huh?
Yeah. We have got a lot of Suns fans who are not very happy. And we are going to, well, we're going to address it all today, aren't we, Vinny?
Yes, we are. There are a couple of basketball things to talk about, too. You mentioned Luka Doncic, the Mavericks in town tonight. Nationally televised game on TNT. I'm not a big fan of 8:30 tip-offs. Especially when you're dealing with a four-win team. That's the reality of the situation right now.
I know. No, it is.
And we can monitor whether or not Trevor Ariza actually plays. All the speculation was the other night after on the back-to-backs, he played 40 minutes in the overtime game against the Clippers. Didn't play 1 minute against San Antonio the next night, fueling the speculation that a deal is in the works for Trevor Ariza. Of course, Saturday is the deadline, or the first day that he's eligible to be traded.
Yeah.
We'll see if he plays at all tonight.
Well, if you're close to a trade, you're not playing him. It's pretty much that simple. All right, we're going to get into all of that momentarily. Cannot wait. The Arizona Cardinals preparing for action this weekend where, well, I don't even know where to go with this football team, to be honest with you. I read quotes from Deon Buchanan on impending free agency, and you could read between the lines talking about how he wants to play somewhere that knows how to use him properly. I'm like, really? Is this what we're still talking about?
Yes. Everything we were talking about in September, we're still talking about.
Going into a weekend
game. Except for Sam Bradford. That's it. That's the only thing that's changed.
I'm curious about this weekend's television ratings for this game in Atlanta. A game that is going to start early in the Valley. A game that has no divisional affiliation, coming off one of the most boring basketball games we have ever seen. Football games we have ever seen.
No, basketball also.
Yeah, that too. Well, it is that too. So, yeah, I'm real curious. I'm curious about a lot of stuff. I'm curious about what kind of vibe we're going to see at the arena tonight, if Trevor Ariza is going to dress, if Robert Sarver is going to show, if the 8:30 tip is going to lessen the amount of people who come out tonight to express their dissatisfaction.
Wait, I'm confused. We went back to basketball.
I got a lot of questions about attendance and sporting events.
Robert, some tonight, some on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Robert Kimdichie, by the way, official torn ACL, done for the season.
Yeah, you kind of feared that or kind of suspected that when Steve Wilks wouldn't go into detail on the severity of the injury during his media availability on Monday. Just another, yeah, feel bad for Robert Kimdichie, who wasn't consistently productive but had shown some signs of finally the light bulb going on. This puts a big damper on that. He's got a fifth-year option coming up that the Cardinals need to decide on. Now, next year is his fourth year in the league, so he'll be here. But he's probably going to be gone for most of the year, rehabbing an ACL. So his time in Arizona may effectively be done.
All right, week 15 in the NFL begins tonight. A good matchup in Kansas City. It should be a real emotional scene, too. The Chargers playing the Chiefs in KC. Kansas City's Twitter account tweeting out Eric Reid photos as if he is coming back to play football tonight. We all know what that man means to that franchise and that fan base. That's going to be a big boost of momentum for them.
Yeah, it's a very attractive matchup because it's a division matchup. I heard Adam Schefter bring this up on ESPN today. This would if the Chargers can find a way to go to Arrowhead and win that game tonight, they're tied for the lead. It would put them in the mix for the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
And Adam Schefter talked about, imagine the home field advantage the Chargers would have playing at the StubHub Center throughout the
That's a great point. That's a really good
disadvantage.
Point.
It's a playoff game. Those opposing fans would pay whatever it takes to get to
that
game.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
All right, finally, the Coyotes back on the ice tonight. They are in Buffalo taking on the Sabres. And this is coming after a loss to the Boston Bruins that dropped them under 500 for the first time. Now, the Bruins dropped 4 goals on the Coyotes in the second period of that game. Kind of brought to light just their short-term, long-term goaltending situation and what it means to this team. Can they catch another tailwind? Are they going to start to fall apart? What do you think? What says you?
I don't know. Every time it looks like they've figured things out, they go back into another swoon. And the other night, obviously giving up that 4-goal flurry, not good. So, I mean, I can honestly say through whatever point we are in this season,
yeah,
through December 12th, I don't know what to expect night to night from the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
I thought when Antti Raanta, his latest injury, I thought that was going to be one of those things that they'd have to overcome and they'd go into a swoon. They played really well right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, not so well the last few games. So I don't know what to expect. And Buffalo is a team that's on the upswing after being one of the worst franchises in the NHL for the last few years.
Yeah.
They're actually starting to figure things out there.
Interesting show of Buffalo Sabre knowledge from Vinny Murata there.
Not really.
Well done. All right, that is your splash today.
Pat LaFontaine.
And Gilbert Perreault.
Dominic Hasek.
Why can't I remember any more Sabres?
Jack Eichel.